As new data centers pop up across the Midwest, a new report says Great Lakes states, including Wisconsin, should take steps to safeguard their water resources. It's Wednesday, September 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, arts groups in Milwaukee County will have to wait months for funding that the county previously allocated. And the Madison Church wants to build a new worship space with affordable housing above it. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
A new report says Great Lakes states should take steps to protect water resources from data centers and other industries. Danielle Kading has the details.
The report by the Nonprofit Alliance for the Great Lakes finds data centers may withdraw up to 150 billion gallons of water nationally over the next 5 years. That's the equivalent of nearly 5 million households. The Great Lakes Compact largely bars water diversions outside the basin, but the region is facing growing demand at home from data centers and other industries. The report says local governments and economic development groups are not considering water availability when siting data centers. It recommends states, including Wisconsin, should conduct regional water studies to get a better handle on supply and demand. It also recommends requiring data centers to report their water use and require all large water users to register with the state. The group says states should also consider revising laws to limit water use where negative effects are likely. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Funding for arts groups in Milwaukee County is now in limbo. Corrine Hess reports this comes after a county board committee rejected allocating more than $300,000, which was already budgeted for 2025.
48 arts groups were scheduled to receive about $6,000 each in October, but a county committee decided to revisit its plan to give each group the same amount of money. This came after testimony from Chad Bauman, who heads the Milwaukee Repertory Theater. The theater's production facility had $8 million in flooding damage 3 weeks ago.
Today, the system that you have gives an equal grant, whether we are serving one Milwaukee County resident or more than 100,000 Milwaukee County residents, as in which we do.
The committee will revisit the matter in December. That means the arts groups won't receive money already allocated to them on time. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Marquette University Police Department has created a traffic enforcement unit. This is the latest effort in the fight against driving incidents in Milwaukee. Within its first 11 weeks, MUPD's traffic unit stopped more than 200 drivers, and that includes 14 accused of drunken driving. Reckless driving is an ongoing problem in Milwaukee, with traffic deaths rising in recent years. There have been more than 2,000 crashes with injuries and 33 traffic deaths so far this year alone. Marquette Police Lieutenant Kevin Walls says he thinks the traffic team is necessary because of high speeds around the university's open campus.
All the speed limits are 30 miles an hour, yet we've had vehicles that we've clocked, I think, 70 to 90 miles an hour.
The nearby University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee has traffic enforcement protocols, but not a dedicated traffic unit. A Madison church is planning to build a new worship space with affordable housing attached. Sarah Lear has more on the $58 million project.
St. John's Lutheran Church has been at the same corner in downtown Madison for more than a century. Now, church leaders say they want to tear down their aged church building and rebuild it in a way that benefits the surrounding community. Peter Beeson is the church's pastor.
We were realizing more and more people were struggling with finding housing, and if they were able to find housing, we're paying 50, 60, 70% of their income for housing costs.
The new building could be completed within 2 years, Plans call for a 10-story complex that includes a church sanctuary, a community space, and more than 100 units of housing. Most of those apartments will have capped rents, targeting people making no more than 60% of area median income. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a story about the end of summer tourism season in the Northwoods from Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Steve Gotcher revisiting one of our favorite end-of-summer stories from a few years ago.
For most folks, Labor Day marks the end of summer, and what better way to celebrate than with a party? And that's just what they do in northern Wisconsin along Highway 51. Laughing, talking, drinking, oh, and waving to the tourists as they head home for the winter. Bridget Bowden visited a few of this year's parties.
I went up to the Northwoods on Labor Day to see what wave parties are all about. They're a way of telling the summer tourists, thanks for coming, but also thanks for leaving. Barbie Carlson and Melanie Cockrum set up their party in a parking lot in Arborvita, right on Highway 51.
We are having a wave party for the tourists that are leaving us.
For the summer until next year. We're looking in a parking lot, food in the garage, beer and booze in the refrigerator.
Having a good time.
All the cars are going by honking.
Waving at everyone.
We have balloons outside and signs. Now I clean houses for a living, so my income is pretty much cut in half when they leave. So I appreciate them being here. I enjoy them. In the 70s, it was a totally different ball game. It was like,
oh, stop.
It was like, send your money next year and just stay home, you know? But now it's like, it's sad. It's the end of summer. We had a short summer again. This is nice. Friends get together and wave, and we're very grateful.
A few miles down the road at Whitman's Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst, there's a bigger party, complete with grilled corn and a live band. Mary Whitman owns the bar.
We are the original. We started this before the other people ever did it. It's a customer appreciation party, but it's also a goodbye to summer and thanking our friends from the South that come up and support us. Waving to them, saying thank you, come back next year. Honk if you had fun.
I'm Rick Stark. I live in Appleton, Wisconsin. I have a place up north, and I'm on my way back, but I want to let all of these people know how nice it was for them to share it with us up north. This party has been going on for years. This is the first year I've stopped here, but this has been going on for many years. I think it's a great thing. I'm really enjoying it, yeah. Okay, all the cars heading south right now. Unfortunately, there's not a big traffic jam, but we're just telling them how great it was for them to share their time with us, but we're also happy to see they're gonna leave us alone for a while.
Bill, the Blowers. We've been coming to the party probably since 98, 99. I was still living in Illinois when I first started coming here, you know, and I'm still coming here, you know, and stuff, you know, so it's not that, you know, sometimes there's more Illinois people here than there are Wisconsin people here at this party.
Sarah Tansley.
Freddie.
I live in Chicago.
I live in Barrington, Illinois. You know, I have a cabin here in this town, and I've been coming to Whitman's for a long time, and I enjoy saying bye-bye to the people because I don't have to go home. See, it's nice now because they're all gone, so you don't have to wait. You don't need reservations at restaurants or anything. You just
what's without the tourists who come up, then, you know, we wouldn't have the good restaurants and everything. So it's a symbiotic relationship. This is like saying thank you to them and waving. It's also like probably a little celebration of like having the town back. But, you know, this town is so small. It's like, this is everybody. That's what's so fun. It really is. This is everybody. The whole town comes out for this.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gotcher.
And finally, quick check of your forecast. Some rain to start the day in southeastern Wisconsin, but that should be stopping later on this afternoon. The rest of the state could see some spotty showers today with highs in the 50s and 60s. Pretty windy as well throughout the day. Clouds clearing overnight, but still pretty cold with lows down into the 30s and 40s, and still cold once again tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a fantastic rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.